Teachers Talking Tech is sponsored in part by StartDot, a handwriting app and online resource for teachers and children. Learn more at startdothandwriting.com.
Hello, welcome to Teachers Talking Tech. I'm Eric Robinson.
I'm Mike Brown.
Today we're going to be talking about Breakout EDU. The idea of this podcast is to not only give you an idea of what is Breakout EDU, but also to give you some ideas of how to use it for your class, how to make it work for maybe younger learners, some different tips and tidbits. If you are already using it, hopefully that'll help in your classroom as well. So I don't know much about Breakout EDU. Mike has used it in his classroom a few times at least, right?
And yes.
I've done one before, but I really wanted to pick Mike's brain about this so I could try it in my classroom. So let's start with Breakout EDU. Like, where did it start and kind of what are the components to it?
Well, I'm definitely not a historian on Breakout EDU, but from everything that I've read about and kind of and learned about it, it's a couple of guys. They started the Breakout EDU idea in their garage, making these Breakout EDU kits, and they started selling them, and they got real popular, and they're doing great now. Now they've moved on to a couple different versions that you can purchase.
Okay.
But basically what comes in the box is a series of locks and a hasp that you can put on the box, and then from there, you get the games, and you set the locks to match your game, and you do the game with your classroom.
Okay, so if I'm getting a picture here, you've got this box, or boxes,
yes,
and they have different combinations with locks, and the locks are resettable, so you can reuse them over and over.
Yeah, so once you get a kit, it's completely resettable every time, so and different games have different combinations, it's just how the game is set up. So you can reset. You set the locks up to match the game, and then the kids have to solve puzzles and discover mysteries and search for. And really, every game's different, so it depends on which game you're doing.
Okay.
To find the combinations and the codes for the locks and to get inside and break out, basically.
Gotcha. So if I was going to start this, I'd need the kit. But then from there, the games you can kind of choose from online, right?
Yeah.
You download
Once you purchase a kit and you become part of the Breakout EDU community, you'll get some emails from the company, and one of the emails has the password, basically. Mm-hmm. So you go to the games tab on the website, and there's thousands of games, I think. I was just looking today, actually, at a couple Thanksgiving games I'm going to try in my classroom. And use the password, and then you can get into the games, and most of the games have an overview video, so you can watch that the person that created the game tells you how to do it. It's got all of the digital resources that you can print out, or some of them you use QR codes. I mean, every game is different. It's really cool, the expansion that has gone on with these games.
Cool.
So, and then you set the locks and you go for it.
And it could even be something if you had like kindergarten, let's say, and all the games were just too advanced for kindergartners, you can make them up yourself.
Right. I have made a couple games myself that I've done in my classroom. Now, they were really specific to my students in my classroom. There weren't games I would share out there. And to be honest with you, I don't know how great they were. But it was a great way for me to introduce Breakout EDU to my students. Because some of the games were a little bit complicated, or I didn't have the right materials or whatever.
No.
One of the great things is that when you get into the games tab on the Breakout EDU website, there are games for adults all the way through kindergarten and pre-K. So there are very simple games and there are very complicated games, and there are hundreds of people out there that are creating games and dumping them in there. So I don't know what the vetting process is, but once you've created a game, you can share it, and they go through it and they troubleshoot it, and then when they decide that your game is great, they put it on the website and it's available for everybody else to use.
Nice. I played this for the first time. I should mention too, in a PD session. So, Mike and our curriculum director, Kathy, put together a game, and then we tried it as a staff, and it was a great icebreaker collaborative activity. It was a lot of fun. So let's just take us through one of the sessions you've done with your students, just from start to finish. Like, what could somebody expect if they did this lesson with their kids?
Well, you have to one of the things with teaching kids to do anything brand new is you've got to kind of teach the process. So there are lots of different locks that you use. One's like a key lock, and one's a letter lock with a word lock with five letters in it. And one is what's called a directional lock, so the kids have to be able to go up and down and left and right. And to use a directional lock, you got to teach them how to kind of reset the combination to try their next possible combination. Mm-hmm. So I have to teach them the strategies on how to use the locks, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to talk about, hey, when you get a lock open, you got to make sure you give it to me, because one of the biggest things teachers have found is kids get the locks open, then they start messing with them, resetting combinations, and you have no idea what the combination is.
I can't believe kids would do that. I know. Seeing a kid
so lock. Then your lock, yeah, exactly. So then this lock is bricked and it's unusable anymore. You just have to throw it away. So I teach the kids the process, first of all. I set up, when I have the game set up, I tell them where they can and cannot search for clues so they don't go ransacking my cupboards and whatever.
Right.
That's pretty important. We talk about how we're going to be working collaboratively, working together. You're in a team for a common goal. It's not an individual event. This is a group effort. I've done it a couple different ways. I've done it whole class, which is tough. You get some kids that end up not participating, just kind of sitting off to the side,
or
they get angry because they're not as involved. So what I found works best is if I can have two games running simultaneously at the same time. That's a big word. And oftentimes what I'll do is I'll do two different games.
Okay.
So they aren't trying to cheat off of each other, or I heard somebody, you know, whatever.
And so you have multiple kits then?
Yeah. So I wrote a grant through our PTO, and I got two kits, and then I since went through and I sourced and built my own kit, a third kit.
Okay.
So that's one of the things. I don't know if we'll get to that point in our questions, but one of the things about Breakout EDU is they have these kits available, but they also have right on their website, hey, if you want to go to Amazon, here is a list of everything you need to build your own kit.
Nice. So the next part I think people would want to know is, what do the clues look like? Like, what kind of diverse, because I've gone through this and I know, like, we had QR codes.
Mm-hmm.
Now you don't have to have QR codes, but if you pick a game that involves those, you're going to want some kind of technology to go along with it. So you want to make sure you're set for that. There's also a lot of picture book clues.
Mm-hmm.
Like on ours, there was calendars on the wall. We had to look at the calendar and figure out like some different patterns within the calendar.
Right.
They were like, oh, there's the directional. And we figured that out.
Mm-hmm.
They had highlighted certain letters to give you clues for like the letter combination lock.
Yep. You've got the invisible ink pen. So you got to find the UV flashlight to find the words or the letters or numbers written on the something somewhere in the room.
So really the possibilities are endless.
It's almost endless.
Yeah,
and one of the things I saw in a game that I modified for a game that I created was that the kids find an email address and they email it, and then you set the email address to have an auto reply, so they get replied right back this email. It was from our principal.
Oh, that's cool.
And it gave them the clue that they needed, which I thought was really cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, if you have you can use it with technology, but the great thing about this is you don't need a lick of technology.
Mm-hmm.
You can leave some of that stuff out, or you can create games or modify it or whatever, which is really cool too. So mm-hmm. if you've got really little kiddos, or if maybe you're doing it at a family reunion or something and you don't have technology available, don't use it.
Yeah, that's cool. So the next question is always, like, what do your kids get out of it? Like, if you have to justify this to another staff member or parents are asking about it, beyond being fun, because it definitely is fun,
mm-hmm.
But what have you seen as the kind of outcomes?
Well, I definitely don't want to breeze over fun, because I think in this day and age, there are too many things that we're doing in school because we have to do them, and a lot of those things aren't fun. And we don't have time to do some of that fun stuff anymore. I'm looking around Eric's room right now, and he's got paper scraps everywhere, and they're making turkeys for Thanksgiving. That's the fun stuff that oftentimes gets cut out of our day because we don't have time anymore. And so Breakout EDU is fun. Mm-hmm. But there is ways to connect it to your curriculum if you feel that you need to. Most of the games on the website that you would choose from, they have a academic focus of some sort, whether it's literacy or it's mathematics, or, you know, if you get into higher levels, you can get into geometry and algebra and all these different things. Because as they're solving these clues, they have to use some of these skills.
Right.
So whether it's they have to go through a book and read to find a clue, or they have to solve a math problem or something like that to find these the codes and the combinations.
Well, and I think it's a good exercise in collaboration, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all those soft skills that we've been talking about where it's not necessarily like, well, this is lesson four, it's teaching how to do multiplication,
right?
Mm-hmm. But it's more embedded into the game itself.
Absolutely. And what I see the most is you see kids working together. that maybe don't necessarily work together on a regular basis.
Right.
You see leaders start to emerge, and it's just a really cool to see them work together, celebrate together their successes,
yeah.
Try and fail, because I'll tell you what, there's a ton of try and failing when you're talking about breakout EDU.
That's a big one.
Even when they have the right combination, but they don't have the lock quite set right or whatever, and they got to try it again. So, and they have to, you know, decide, like, there's clue cards, so they can say, hey, Mr. Brown, we need a clue. But they have to decide as a group, as a team, do we want to waste our clue card now, or do we want to try it one more time, or do we want to look a little bit longer? So just seeing them work out these problems together, because I just kind of sit there and observe.
Yeah, you know, well, that's...
Which is so much fun.
Yeah, that is fun. And it can be hard, too, as a teacher to just sit there and observe and not help.
Mm-hmm.
But let them figure it out and fail and problem solve all those skills that they don't get when you just do a regular math lesson or reading lesson necessarily.
Right. Or there's one right or wrong answer.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, all right. So what is the website? Where can people buy these? How much are they?
Great. Yeah. So you want to hit breakoutedu.com. Breakoutedu.com. EDU is capitalized, but I don't think if you're searching it matters that much. And when you get there, you're going to hit their website, and there are several tabs you can look at, but one of them is their store or their products. When you get there, there's two options for kits now. When I bought my kit, there was only one option, but they have a plastic box, which has everything inside that you need, which is $89, and then they have a wood box, which was like their original box, which is $119. But inside each box is the locks and the hasps that you need to use in your classroom for one set.
Gotcha.
Like I said, if you can swing two, I would say that would be my recommendation, so that you can do smaller groups in your classroom.
Mm-hmm.
With me, when I have two kits going, I've got groups of 12 or 13.
Right.
So, or maybe 10 or 11, depending on how many kids are there that day. And that's a little bit more manageable. Everybody's able to get involved then. You can have kids working on different things and searching different areas and working on different puzzles, and everybody's working.
Well, and I would say, too, that after doing one of these, it's not one of these ones where if you get to, like, eight kids, it's too many. Like, the more brain power you have, it actually does help a lot.
Absolutely.
In this, and they can still be involved because everybody's thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. Well, awesome. Well, there's Breakout EDU. Hopefully, you can, if nothing else, check it out online. There's lots of YouTube videos that'll tell you a little bit more about this. And you can always email us. I put our email address down on the bottom. If you want to check out more or have specific questions, then shoot them to us. And also, of course, check out Teachers Talking Tech on our Facebook page.
Right.
And
speaking on Facebook, if you do the Breakout EDU Facebook page, there's thousands of teachers involved that are posting ideas and clues and hints and whatever. And there's this whole other piece of it that I don't know very much about, which is the digital breakouts,
mm-hmm.
which people are using in their classrooms where you don't even need a kit at all, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never done one, but they seem like they're really cool as well.
Nice, nice. All right, well, thanks for listening. This is Teachers Talking Tech. I'm Eric Robinson.
I'm Mike Brown.
See ya.